This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds lost to the Mariners Wednesday afternoon in Seattle. Final score 5-1. They are swept in the three-game series. They finished the road trip with a 3-3 record. Starting pitching was good for both teams. Bryce Miller's only mistake was an Ellie De La Cruz solo home run at the top of the second. Andrew Abbott gave up a pair of home runs, one to Cal Raleigh in the second, and then a solo shot to Mitch Garver in the sixth. Lucas Sims gave up three runs in the bottom of the seventh, including another solo home run. He also issued three straight walks to force home one of those three runs. Cincinnati's offense, with both CES and Jamer Candelario out with a sickness, just couldn't get much done. They only had one hit on the day. In the three-game series, the Reds only scored five total runs on 12 hits, and they struck out 31 times. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Jit. Chris, tough day all around for the Reds, and I go back to the offense because the Reds' offense in this series just couldn't get anything generated, really. And at some point, you kind of got to tip your cap to the Mariners, but offensively, you got to find a way also.
Well, I think you tip your cap to the Mariners starting pitching because it was consistent and good every one of these three ball games. But, you know, the other part is, you know, when your team walks seven and when your team strikes out 12 times, you're really giving the other team momentum. You're playing in their home ballpark. The Reds really couldn't get anything going today, and the walks have been a problem. They were the walks on the first night with Frankie Montas. They were, again, a problem today, especially with Lucas Sims. And you got to throw the ball over the plate, and no better team that does that than right here in Seattle.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, too, because the walk's really out of the bullpen kind of the story. Because I thought Andrew Abbott threw the ball pretty well.
He did. I mean, I'll take six innings of two-run baseball out of the starter any day of the week. And I think David Bell will tell you the same thing. So, you know, the starter's supposed to keep you close enough. Your offense is supposed to get it going towards the end. But when you face a good pitching team like the Mariners, you better get it done whenever you get a chance.
The lone Reds hit today was the lone Reds run, an Ellie De La Cruz home run. Good to see him come up with a nice hit in that situation, too, because he's been a little hot and cold, but maybe starting to find a swing right now.
Yeah, a little bit more cold, but he's always a threat, and I think that, you know, he's a guy that the Reds are going to have to rely on. And maybe, you know, they get back to Great American Ballpark, and some home cooking will help this team get going.
No question. That's the hope. Back to Cincinnati we go. Yet back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Mariners 5-1 on Wednesday afternoon, and now to the highlights. The Reds went out in order in the top of the first against Seattle right-hander Bryce Miller. Miller retired the first two batters in the second inning, but then he had a face. Ellie De La Cruz and the Reds shortstop put the Reds in front.
After striking out in his first at-bat, the 1-0 pitch. And he swings and he launches this one high and deep to right field. It is well hit, and it is gone. De La Cruz gets one out of here just to the right of the 380 sign to give the Reds a 1-0 lead.
Andrew Abbott made the start for Cincinnati. He retired the Mariners in order in the first. He retired the first two batters of the second, but then Cal Raleigh tied the game.
Now the 2-1 pitch. Raleigh swings and he launches this one high and deep to left field. That is way back there. That is way gone. Over the manual scoreboard in left. Way out of here. That ties this game at one.
Abbott gave up a hit in the third. He walked the batter in the fourth, pitched a 1-2-3 fifth. He retired the first two batters he faced in the bottom of the sixth, but then DH Mitch Garver gave Seattle the lead.
Now Abbott's 0-1 pitch. This ball's crushed. Left field, it is deep. Benson is back at the wall, looks up, and that's gone. Almost the exact same spot that Cal Raleigh hit his home run. This one gives the Mariners a 2-1 lead.
And also the same trajectory, high, and no amount of wind was going to keep that one in the yard.
After the home run, Abbott walked the next two batters, but Dylan Moore popped out to end the inning, and that was all for Andrew Abbott. Six innings, Four hits, two runs earned, three walks, six strikeouts, two home runs, 104 pitches, 65 of those for strikes. Meanwhile, after the De La Cruz home run in the second, Bryce Miller walked the next batter he faced, but then proceeded to retire the next 13 Reds he faced, and he left the game after six innings, allowing just the one hit. Trent Thornton pitched a 1-2-3 seventh for Seattle. Lucas Sims replaced Abbott in the bottom of the seventh. The first batter he dealt with was pinch hitter Josh Rojas.
Lucas Sims, right-hander out of the bullpen, faces Josh Rojas, pinch hitter. High fly ball, right field, out of here. No sooner did we come back from break, and Lucas Sims out of the bullpen throws a first pitch fastball to a pinch hitter, Josh Rojas. Rojas has been playing every day at third base against right-handed pitching, and he launches there to give the Mariners a two-run lead.
Sims then walked Jonathan Clase. Clase stole second base as Julio Rodriguez was striking out. Mitch Haniger was the next batter.
3-1. Swung on. That's a base hit in the left field. Here comes Clase. He can burn it, and he'll get a throw to the plate, but he'll beat that easily. It'll be cut off by Santiago Espinal, and an RBI base hit by Mitch Haniger gives the Seattle Mariners a three-run lead.
After the Haniger hit, Sims retired the next batter, but then he walked two straight batters. That brought Cal Raleigh to the plate, and he walked another.
Three balls and a strike. The fans are getting excited, and that's ball four. He has walked in a run.
That was all for Lucas Sims. Alexis Diaz came on. He got the final out without another run scoring. Gabe Spire struck out all three Reds he faced in the eighth inning. And then Austin Voth set the Reds down in order in the ninth, and that was that. Mariners win it 5-1. Here are the totals for Seattle. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 9 left on base. For Cincinnati, 1 run, 1 hit, no errors. They stranded one. Miller the winner, 3-1. Abbott the loser, 1-2. Home runs. For Cincinnati, De La Cruz number 5. For Seattle, Raleigh number 3, Garver number 1, Rojas number 1. 2 hours, 20 minutes, 17,225 on hand at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. With the victory, the Mariners are now 9-10. The Reds with the defeat are now 500 at 9-9. Time to hear from Reds starter Andrew Abbott.
Yeah, pretty good. Just a few mistake pitches. They put some good swings on them. But other than that, I was able to execute, keep them off balance and do some early and soft contact. Was able to spot up some pitches and whatnot. But, major league hitters are going to hit mistakes. So they just put some good swings on those two. And, was able to keep us in the game as long as possible. It doesn't always work out. So, just wipe it and move on to the next.
On the two that you did give up, you just catch too much play. One of them, I know you're trying to get inside. Didn't quite get in there?
Yeah, the one that Cal was actually in, it was just down. Yeah. And he put a really good swing on it. And then I think with Garver, the other one that hit the homer, that one was just like no up. Yeah. So just, not too bad pitches by means, but just not exactly where I wanted to go.
The Reds have Thursday off. They return home, and they begin a 6-game homestand with the first of 3 against Mike Trout and the LA Angels on Friday night. No starters have been named for the whole weekend series yet. We'll be on the air with the pregame show for Game 1 Friday at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Wednesday afternoon, the Mariners knock off the Reds 5-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.